Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad.
Amazing why. Welcome back, it's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, we got that long one for you there, too. And if you can only remember my name, Jim Blasingame, don't put any extra S's in there or don't put any H's in there. And put a .com on the end, though, and you can get to my website where you can find lots of really cool stuff on small business, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you can also find more about our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, who's our guest this half hour. A lot of stuff that he's contributed to us there. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box, The 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. Kirk is an entrepreneur. He is a small business owner. He's also an award-winning journalist in his past life. More importantly, though, he's our good friend. Kirk, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And one of the things that I know you've got going on right now, Kirk, you're in the middle of putting a business together, and you're going through a lot of the things that my small business audience goes through all the time, and that is making sure that you get things set up properly, that you get good people hired, and that you bring them on board the right way, and that you take care of them while they're there, don't you?
Absolutely, and that you take care without being mean-spirited about it, that you are not you're not breeding your most dangerous competitors inside your own business. That I think is always a good thing to watch out for.
Right. Well, that's always a possibility, but there are things you can do to prevent that. But before we get to that level of the transactions, talk to us about some of the primary steps, some of the original steps that you got to go through when you're trying to staff an organization.
Well, I think that there are clearly two things that you need to think about very carefully. One, of course, is really carefully defining the goal of each position that you're going to hire for. What exactly do you want that person to accomplish for you? And I think the second part, and I write about this in my book, is that the great organizations that have taught us, you know, how to hire really smart outfits like Southwest Airlines, which built itself from a small business into a huge business based
right,
largely on the attitude of its employees.
And with the U.S. government against them too, by the way.
Absolutely.
You know about that story, right?
I know a little bit about it, Jim.
I'll mention that in a minute. Go ahead with what you were saying.
But I think what's interesting is that all the people who hire really smart, and I have a phrase in my book that you can either hire smart or manage very hard. And that hiring smart is always preferable. But you hire for the intrinsic characteristics of a person, for the things you can't change, for personality, for energy, that you hire people you like,
mm-hmm.
you hire people who embody the values of your business, because you can teach them how much your products cost or, you know, how to sell broadband,
right.
how to talk. There's a lot of things that you can give people a book or sit them down to lunch and tell them, but you can't tell them how to be better, nicer people.
Experience is important, but it's not more important, in my opinion, it sounds like that's what you're saying, than intelligence and attitude.
Absolutely. I think that one of the things that Southwest did is just very, very interesting. Think about the personality of Southwest Airlines, and this will make perfect sense to you. They went to college cheerleaders as part of their recruiting efforts.
That's the kind of employee they wanted, the perky ones, right?
Exactly. Now, it may not have occurred to you or me, to ordinary folks, to think that way, to think, okay, I'm trying to hire flight attendants, where do I go to look for them? But I think that Kelleher and his folks looked deep within the personality that they, what were they trying to accomplish?
Right.
They were trying to be a sunny, friendly, cheerful, upbeat airline. And they went looking for sunny, friendly, cheerful, upbeat people, and it had a huge amount to do with their success.
Well, and they had branding on their mind when they did that, and that's one of the great branding stories of the marketplace. And we're going to talk some more about this right after these messages when we come back with Kirk Chaffetz, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest, and his last name is spelled Chaffitz. If you're Googling him, if you're looking him up in any of the online bookstores, or just type in Thinking Inside the Box, or at your local bookstore, ask them for this book. I think you'll enjoy it, and as you hear Kirk talking about the topics that we're talking about, you'll realize that he's got some good stuff to talk about, some good things to say. And you can have them in the form of this book if you'd like to pick it up. Kirk, we're talking about human resources, and we're talking about I said human resources, but really we're talking about staffing this company. And you know, one of the things that I've said many times is the two areas that small businesses should take a lesson from, should really focus on and be a student of big businesses on. One of them is marketing, and the other one is human resources.
Right.
We don't do nearly as professional a job. One thing that I've been through the hiring process with major corporations, more than one over the years. And the process that they go through is elaborate. It is sometimes grueling, but they hire the people they want, and they do a good job of it, and they don't make a lot of mistakes, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, part of it, I think, is the math is in their favor. If you do something often enough, eventually you get it right.
Well, and they can afford to hire professionals.
It's true. They do, but I think it has a lot to do also with the discipline that so many of us in small business cast aside and look at as, you know, needless bureaucracy,
mm-hmm.
and that is the discipline of policies and procedures that you actually follow. And a lot of it is needless bureaucracy, and a lot of it is sheer stupidity, but some of it really, really works. The discipline of walking through a process, writing down the steps, and sticking to it and improving those steps over time, so that you can repeat a process and get better and better results each time, is a critical discipline. And I think those of us in small business overlook that too often.
And what happens is, in a big business, that job is given to people who love doing that.
Right.
The managers, the managers of the company, they don't love that. They love running the business. They give that job to somebody who loves doing it. You know, I mean, so, you know, there are guys, there are people who have jobs in medicine, and I'm thinking, why would anybody want to do that? But they love doing
that.
They do. But a small business owner is the human resources. Most small business owners, the owners are the HR director, and we don't love this at all.
Right, we're the worst people
in
the world.
We're too impatient.
Right, exactly. But I tell you, there's some great shortcuts. I would urge every small business owner, because I know we all have friends who are managers at big companies, to sit down with your manager friend at some who works at some Fortune mm-hmm. 100 company, and just ask about the policies and procedures. Ask them if you can look at a copy of the policies and procedures manual. the big company that I worked for until a few months ago, when I started putting together a new venture, I had about 150 pages of policies and procedures, and nobody ever read them, thank goodness. but they were fascinating to read through, or look through the forms that that a new hire has to fill out mm-hmm. for a Fortune 100 company. It's very enlightening, and I think that it also helps you think about, again, going back to the hiring that we were talking about, mm-hmm. Really helps you focus on what are the goals of my company, what are the goals of each position within my company, what do I want each one of these people to accomplish, and what are the real assets of my company. These are all important thought processes, and they're all tied up in policies and procedures that help you achieve those goals, protect those assets, you know, train and preserve the loyalty of your people. And as you said, Jim, all of this winds up being a critical part in your company's branding, as it
right.
was Southwest.
And that's so exactly right.
These are all things worth considering carefully. And if that means for 3 hours at a small business instead of 30 man years at a Fortune 100 company, so be it. But it is worth thinking about and talking to your staff about.
Well, one of the things that, you know, in the 20th century, companies hired people to fill squares. They put people in those pegs in the right squares, and they were there to fill a position and to turn a screw and to move things along. In the 21st century, more than ever before, when we hire somebody, we don't just need a warm body that can do work. We need somebody whose brain can add value and create opportunity for the company. It's a different type of thinking today, isn't it?
That's absolutely true, and I think that brings us to an era also when in many, 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 many cases, the greatest assets that your company has are the intellectual property that is developed by your employees in the course of their work, and that you really need to think about ways to preserve that, to make sure that your company owns it and not your employee, since you're paying your
right.
employee to
right.
think about these things. And again, these are there are procedures for this that big companies can teach us a lot about.
Well said, Kirk. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to come back to this intellectual property thing. Folks, I know you're rolling your eyes. You know what a big deal this is to me. But we want to get Kirk's take on it right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. Kirk, you got a website?
You always ask me this question, Jim, and I still haven't taken action to get into
what
the
am I going to do with
century.
You, Kirk? What am I going to do? We got after the show, we're going to talk. I've got to help you with this.
I would appreciate it.
Hey, Kirk, and by the way, folks, the book is called Thinking Inside the Box. And the reason Kirk doesn't have a website is because he's been making some changes. He's going from one exciting thing to another exciting thing. And so I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass on that right now because he has had a website. Kirk, There was a moment of clarity for me, an earth-shaking event, a watershed event for me a few years ago when I read Kenneth Croson's report called on intellectual property, mm-hmm. and I can't remember the title right now, but what he did some research, and I've recently had him on my show, by the way, that was exciting. He's the guy who did the research to find out that in 25 years ago, most assets that a company leveraged were fixed assets, like 80% were fixed assets, things you could paint and kick, haul, and had a serial number. 20% or so were intangibles, like patents and systems,
right?
Intellectual property. By the turn of the century, by the year 2000, those numbers had effectively inverted. to where most of us were leveraging intellectual property more than tangible property.
Right.
So all the things that you just said, you know, 20 years ago, we put locks on our doors, we put barcoding and sensors at our doors, and we had people making sure that you know, no one stole our inventory, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now we have all this other property that's not inventory, it's not classic inventory, and we're doing nothing to protect those assets. And that's a mistake, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a big mistake. And the lock on the door, the modern version of the lock on the door that everybody should give some thought to, I think, is called the non-disclosure, non-compete agreement. And a typical agreement like that, I sat down with the folks at one of the small units of the small business I'm putting together yesterday, in fact, and we to talk them through some of the documents that I was going to ask them to sign when they became employees of the new company.
Mm-hmm.
And I said there are three important things. You know, here's a three-page legal document that may look scary to some of you, but there's really three principles involved here. And the first and most important one is the intellectual work that you create while on the job, either for the company or for the clients of the company, belongs to the company,
mm-hmm.
not to you. And everybody who works here is going to sign a piece of paper that says that. The second important point is, while working here, you're going to learn secrets that belong to this company and belong to its clients. You're not going to disclose them to anyone.
Right.
Simple non-disclosure agreement. And finally, if you choose to leave this company for a period of time after you leave it, you're not going to bother our clients, and you're not going to try to steal business from
right.
us, because that wouldn't be right. And everybody who works here is going to sign a document that promises these three things.
Now, the thing about it, see, you're in the creative business. That's the world you live in. And so you know day one, your product, your stock and trade is going to be the creative output of your organization. The problem is you got a contractor who thinks he's in the contracting business, but he's created a bid system by 25 years of experience. He and one of his employees has created a bid system that makes him more effective, his company more effective than other people. The problem is he doesn't always recognize that bid system is not only very unique and special, but it's his property.
Absolutely. And again, in my book, I have a chapter on thinking about you know, exactly this issue, Jim. What are the real assets of your business?
30 seconds, Kirk.
And very often it's something intangible. That's all. I mean, think about the Walt Disney Company at Mickey Mouse.
Right.
And I think you've got the idea. You need to secure those assets to make sure your business remains in business. And that often means simple things like, you can't tell my competitors about my bids.
Right. And folks, you need to find a professional to help you with those documents, because the way they're written are very important. Kirk, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you, as always, for your outstanding perspectives.
Thank you, Jim.
Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.